This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Amazon is getting a little unwanted scrutiny over its pricing practices. As part of the online retailer's bid to buy Whole Foods, Reuters is reporting that regulators at the Federal Trade Commission are looking at whether the discounts that Amazon shows consumers on its website are genuine, shall we say. That scrutiny gets us to this next story, which is that filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission show the company is on track to spend $12 million this year on lobbying, about which two things. That doesn't seem like a whole lot, given how big Amazon is. But also, what are they lobbying for? Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has that one.
How does Amazon's spending on lobbying compare to that of other big U.S. corporations? According to the Center for Responsive Politics, it ranked 20th last year. The center's director, Sheila Krumholz, says the company's lobbying efforts are as varied as its product offerings.
They're lobbying on taxes, trade, technology, cybersecurity, even aviation, given their drone delivery program.
Also, immigration and mobile payments. Amazon sales have been growing by between 20 and 30% a year. It makes sense that its lobbying budget has grown, too, says Gil Luria, research director at brokerage D.A. Davidson. He expects spending to increase as new priorities come into view.
If they become too dominant in any part of retail, there may be an antitrust concern against Amazon. Amazon is going to want to get ahead of that.
President Donald Trump tweeted during the election campaign that Amazon has, quote, a huge antitrust problem. The company is under scrutiny now as it seeks regulatory approval for its proposed $13.7 billion merger with Whole Foods. But most antitrust experts don't see a problem.
Well, I think the concerns have emerged simply because Amazon is so big.
Herbert Hovenkamp is a professor at the University of Pennsylvania Law School.
Antitrust is not about bigness. It's about the ability to earn monopoly prices by reducing output.
And he says Amazon doesn't dominate enough of the grocery business to make that happen. But it keeps expanding into new areas of activity. And analysts say Amazon's spending on lobbying won't go down anytime soon. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.